And finally, this evening, the Press Office of the Holy See has issued a clarification regarding the question of celibacy among clergy belonging to personal ordinariates for Anglicans entering into full communion with the Catholic Church under a soon-to-be-released apostolic constitution. Chris Altieri has the details.
There has been some speculation in the Italian press, according to which the delay in publication of the Apostolic Constitution regarding personal ordinariates for Anglicans entering into full communion with the Catholic Church might owe itself to disagreement about whether celibacy will be the norm for the future clergy of the provision. The instrument was presented in broad strokes on October 20th by the prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, Cardinal William Leveda, who says there is no substance to such speculation, and that no one at the Vatican has raised any such issue with him. Cardinal Leveda goes on to say the delay is purely technical in the sense of ensuring consistency in canonical language and references. Cardinal Leveda goes on to say that the language of the Apostolic Constitution is consistent with the current practice of the Church, in which married former Anglican ministers may be admitted to priestly ministry in the Catholic Church on a case-by-case basis. With regard to future seminarians, it was considered purely speculative whether there might be some cases in which a dispensation from the celibacy rule might be petitioned. For this reason, continues the Cardinal Prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, objective criteria about any such possibilities. For example, married seminarians already in preparation are to be developed jointly by the personal ordinariate and the episcopal conference and submitted for approval of the Holy See. I'm Chris Altieri.